Take your Bible and turn with me, would please, to 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. What's wrong with this country, by the way? God said, if my people which are called by my name. See, it's Peter said, judgment must begin at the house of God, not at the White House. See, the real problem with the White House and all them houses up there is the church house.
Amen.
Because we're way better at criticizing than we are dealing with it. It only takes your flesh to criticize. Beloved, verse 1, I believe not every spirit. The problem is the American church is not spiritual enough to know the difference in spirits and emotions. The American church culture. We were awesome. We were this awesome machine changing the world right up until COVID hit. We didn't have no COVID faith. You understand? It shut us down. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
It's like one preacher said, y'all not shouting as good as I'm preaching. You understand what I'm saying? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. Now, the only way you're going to be able to do that, there's this spiritual gift called discernment. You're going to need that. You're going to need to know what this says. If you fool with the spirits without knowing what this says, they're going to fool with you. You see, spiritual immaturity, I preached years ago when we traveled on the road, and I've probably preached it here in the last 20 years, a series of sermons through the book of the Song of Solomon. And in the Song of Solomon, Solomon goes out to the fields and picks out a lovely bride that's out in the fields because her brothers made her work in the fields because they were too sorry and lazy. And so he took her to the palace. At some point in the journey, her immaturity and our spiritual religious immaturity, it can make us, Matthew, think that we're mature. Let me say that again. Our immaturity can deceive us into making us think that we're very mature and we know everything that God's doing and don't have a clue what God's doing on the planet.
Amen.
I'm just preaching so good today and y'all not saying nothing. And I can't think of a funny story for the first time in my life. All right? So I had this man come up to me one time when Matthew was about a year old and his eyes was crazy. You understand what I'm saying? They was crazy. There was a light on, but there was not no price. There wasn't nobody at home. I mean, nobody. And we was at church. I just got through preaching. I was standing about right here, and he jumped up and said, I have a word from God for your wife and your child. I said, I don't think so. I looked at Carrie. I said, get Matthew and get out of this building in front of the whole church. So you hurt their feelings. I do hope so. I said, if you have a word from God, that, first of all, that's going to shock me. Number two, you can just tell me, and I'll decide that, and I'll tell them. He went and found somebody else crazy as he was, and they got together and got all super religious then. You understand what I'm saying? Beloved, believe not every spirit. Now, the problem with trying to explain the spirit is I can't show you the spirit. That's why... I really didn't want him to say this, Lord, but why do you make me do these things? That's why, first of all, let me say this right here. Paul said, forbid not to speak with tongues. Okay? There's three things to do with speaking in tongues in your Bible. Number one, the gift of tongues. Number two, the interpretation of tongues. And number three, the praying in tongues. Those are in the Bible. They are all very, very true. The problem with the American church, and one of the reasons they so love that gift, it is the only gift that can be mimicked in the flesh. You can't heal people and pretend, you know, that they're healed. God, I needed something to explain it to you, but you can do that unless you have spiritual discernment. You won't know. And the people listening to you won't know. Back once again when I was traveling, I had a lady sit up in the middle of the service. I said, ma'am, would you please hold that? Why? Because she was in the flesh wanting attention. She was doing her religious thing so God would be happy and we'd all be impressed. I wasn't. Okay? So, have you heard people stand up and speak? Now, I've seen a lot of people praying at the altar in the Spirit. Anything you can see in church, me and my family have probably seen it, all right? I'll give you somebody that y'all all know. Jesse Duplantis. I mean, he's heard him preach on TV, all right? I was preaching with Jesse's brother-in-law, Brother Jules Bouquet. It's a long story. I won't go into all that. I wound up with what we were doing there at a fair, actually preaching at a fair. The city of Houma was broke, so they came to Pastor Jules and said, would you put us on a fair? Because we're broke. And so his whole church put on a fair with the deal. We have preaching going on 24, you know, when the fire's open, we got to preach. They set up a tent, and so we preached, and we wound up baptizing 54 people in the back of a Ford pickup. I'm not going to go down that road. All right, so Brother Jesse's daddy and mama goes to that church. This was in 1993 or 4, something like that. So I think they've gone on to be with the Lord now. But anyway, Brother Jesse's dad stood up. It was quiet, Deborah, in the service. And spoke a message in tongues. Someone else stood up and gave the interpretation of it. It was perfectly peaceful, perfectly normal, and great. There was no game. There was no show. He was an old man. He didn't have nobody to impress. He was just doing what God told him to do. Y'all see, am I getting there now? Beloved, believe not every spirit. I do have one funny story about a friend of mine. He's dead and gone now. But they got him at a church, and they put him in the Holy Ghost chair, and I'm not being ugly, okay? I really am not. Okay. And he was a friend of mine that he could, if he was in a Volkswagen running on one cylinder, if the blue lights come on, he was going to try to outrun them. He just couldn't help it. He could not just touch the brake. He had to mash the gas. You know what I'm saying? Just couldn't help it. Anyway, bless him, Lord. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. Anyway, they had him. He told me one Monday morning, he said, well, I went to church with Mama yesterday. I said, how'd that work out for you? He said, they put me in that Holy Ghost chair. I can see this. Now, I'm not being ugly, okay? Just stay with me. I'm not being critical. I said, well, what'd you do? Well, I like to call his name, but he really wouldn't care. He'd stand up and shout. If he was here, I guess, maybe. Anyway, he said, I caught all of them with their eyes closed, praying in them tongues. And didn't none of them catch me, baby, when I went out that back door. He said, you know this rabbit's going to run. He said, it wasn't blue lights, but it was scarier. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, here's the sad part of that. When a heathen that don't know Jesus has got more discernment than the American church. Just because somebody says there's something, they may not necessarily. Are y'all with me? Okay, if you weren't here last week, Captain Ron, can I borrow your phone? Martha, you got one of them big phones, let me carry. Okay, can I? You left your phone at home?
I got all the Facebook.
My God. So I got to get a drink of water. My God, that's why I don't know what's going on. That's what's happened to me. I knew something was missing.
Praise the Lord.
We've had a deliverance, amen. I'm just going to let that just, hallelujah. Anyway. If you weren't here last week, we did body, soul, spirit. We didn't get too far. We talked about the body getting out of whack and getting sick and staying sick a long time. You not know what's wrong with you, it'll mess with your soul. If you have a tragedy that you don't see coming, that you don't think will ever happen to anybody but your neighbor down the street, it'll do things to your soul man, your emotional man, okay? Because he's going to get instantly, not next week, not next month, but in that second, that tragic phone call you're going to get or somebody tell you, it's going to twist your soul man ways he ain't never been twisted before. Some of you have been through that. Some of you are going through that. So what's going to happen is your soul man, your body, soul, spirit, you are a spirit, you live in a body, and you have a soul. Your soul is your will. Your soul is your personality. Your soul is where you laugh. Your soul is where you cry. Your soul is who you are, so to speak. Okay? All right? When that gets messed up and out of whack with the rest, it's going to make your body sick. Because the first thing you're going to do, if it's bad enough, you're going to go to the doctor. Try to find some help to do something. You're looking for help for this, but all your doctor can do is with this. Okay. Now, there's a really fine connection between this and this. Because my brain is in my body. But my mind is in my spirit. Let me say that again. My brain is in my body. And it's thoroughly been studied when I was a teenager. I can assure you of that. We won't go in that room. But Dr. Fleckenstein, 6'2", dark hair, looked like Barnabas Collins on... What was that thing Marty made me watch? Dark Shadows. My grandma made me watch that mess. Anyway, rest her soul, Lord. She loved old Barnabas and bless God. He didn't know what century he was in. That's what I couldn't understand. But he didn't know what century he was in. Of course, my grandma didn't either. But anyway, so as long as she had a soap opera and a Winston, she was a hat and a short coat. Can I get an amen, Deb? All right? You know what she'd do with them short coats? She wouldn't take a top off him. She'd take an ice pick. She'd stick a top in that short coat, and she'd stick it in the refrigerator. And Hannah, she'd go and just take her a sip out of it because it was time for her show to come on. And don't mess with her shows. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. Stories. I'm sorry. God forgive me, dear God. All right. So my brain has been thoroughly studied. They can study your brain and hook all this stuff up to you and do all this weird stuff to you in the basement down here at that hospital. Basement. It's not really decorated down there, and they got all these lights and wires and stuff. I'm telling you the truth, okay? Because when I got out of that place the last time I did all them studies, I was 18. I didn't go back. I ain't had none of them studies done no more. I got up at that dadgum stop sign, and I run it. You know why I run it, Ronnie? That done got my brain all messed up. It was doing good when I went down there, I thought. And then, Jonathan, I run that stop sign up there at East Mississippi. You know, we used to go the back way to the hospital, but you get mugged now, so I'd advise you to go down 8th Street. Anyway, that being said, I run that stop sign. And the highway city cop man, God, where does all this crazy stuff come from? The city cop man pulled me over, and I've been in the hospital a week in the basement. Trust me, I'm sober than any judge has ever been. If they'd just give me about 15 minutes, I'd have fixed that problem. But nevertheless, at that point in time, and I was in my old white van. How many members, Mark, you remember my old white hippie van? Yeah. Mark never would get in it. Mark just followed me around, you know what I'm saying? But he wouldn't get in it with me. But okay, yeah. Hurt my feelings, but I'm okay. All right, anyway. And so that policeman, he walked up to the door, Jake. He said, "Who you talking to?" I said, "Well, I don't know who I'm talking to. What do you mean?" He said, "Hey, who you got hid back there in that van?" I thought, man, they done some stuff to me down here I ain't even going to get over. I said, "There ain't nobody in here. You get up in here with me. There's two doors over there and two at the back if you want to." He said, "I saw you talking to somebody." I said, "Well, I've been talking to folks all my life. That don't mean that. I had a friend named Jimmy when I was 4 years old, and Mama made me mad, and I left going to run away, and he wouldn't run away with me, so I kicked him out. I ain't seen him since. That's been a while ago, but just because you talk to folks don't mean you broke the law." Y'all with me yet? I quit taking that medicine, by the way. He said, "You need to go down to the police station with us." I'm thinking, I just run the stop sign. He said, "You just follow me down to the police station." I said, "Did you follow him down to the police station?" "Yeah." When a man with a big gun and a badge and a light, and he's got your driver's license, and you in the van that will run 50 miles an hour downhill because it was a slant six-cylinder. Do you know, anybody here know what a slant six is? Okay, it goes 50 downhill. The reason I knew it went 50 is because in the daytime I could see the 50 mile an hour. It stood straight up right here, and the bright light thing was red, but none of the other lights in there were but that one red light. So when my speedometer thing would cut that red light in two, if the lights was on bright, that is, all right? I knew I was doing 50, and so we was going downhill. These are true stories, by the way. Okay, so we get down to the police station. I'm just standing there. I don't know what they're going to do to me. Here I've been up yonder getting all kind of strange things. You know if they put a strobe light right here and leave it on about 10 minutes on 1,000 clicks per point of a second, that your body will do strange things? You understand what I'm saying? It'll do things you didn't know it could do. It won't? Well, I don't know if it'll kill you. I was assured they was going to anyway. And so I'm just getting over this now. I'm down at the police station. They ain't even broke no laws that day. Now see, we was having nice, peaceful church while you've been gone. Okay, yeah. God, you good. She just wanted me to know she was listening. Lord, you sure you ain't got some Boatner in you and maybe a little Brie Love throwed in there too? All right, so I get out to the police station. I say, what are you doing? I'm just standing around looking like a person that's been up there at the hospital in the basement for a week. You know what I mean? He handed me a light and said, you can go now. Mark went back. He probably won't admit it, but I got Mark to go back with me to pay the ticket so I'd have a witness. Am I telling the truth, Mark? And then we parked in front of the police station to pay the ticket and come out, and they was writing me a ticket for parking. And I said, well, where? It's Meridian. Where do you want me to park? I mean, go park down in Collinsville and walk? I mean, there's nowhere to park. And he said, well, I guess I won't give you a ticket. I said, I just paid one. I mean, dear God, I don't know what's going on. I got a low budget down here. What's happening with y'all down here? And me, I ain't done nothing to y'all, okay? I even went in a different vehicle that Saturday so I'd be kind of disguised and get there quicker too and leave quicker. I went in Mom and Daddy's car because he was a preacher and I thought if they run his tag, I'd be a little better. Maybe he might have had something to do with that tag. I don't know. Are y'all still with me? Okay. This world's crazy. I know some of y'all thinking, you a little... When people ask me what's wrong with me, I say church members, and that's all I say. Amen. See, I got an answer for everything. If you don't believe me, ask my cousin Deb. She's a little. Anyway, when you go through an event that turns you inside out, it'll do things to you that you find out I need some more God down in that spirit, because what I got ain't going to get me through this. Are y'all with me? Yeah. So you're going to have to get on down in there deep. You're going to have to get on down in there where God lives. You're going to have to get on down there where He lives in your spirit and talk to Him. Because all them other folks patting you and hugging you and loving on you and doing the best they can. Are y'all? Believe not every spirit, because see, sometimes it's hard to tell between our emotional man and our spirit man. You see what I'm saying? But try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into this world. Prophets is just a word for people that are speaking forth. There's all kind of people out here telling all kind of crazy stuff. Let me tell you something. Before that trumpet sounds, you're going to need a good dose of the Holy Ghost. Are you going to lay awake at night? See, I'm laying awake at night wondering how what I can do with the word now. Other folks laying awake at night up under the bed. You understand what I'm saying? Scared to death. You might as well just grab a hold of some Holy Ghost and trust Him, because He's the only one that can show you what's real and what's not real. And you're finna find out there's a lot of not so real. Because Paul said during these days, also the Holy Ghost is going to be poured out. But he said also there's going to be a falling away. There's going to be folks that's going to quit going to church. They're just going, you know, they're going to folks go to church and they're going to tell all, you know, just kind of switch gears and just one thing. But you know, are y'all with me? Believe not every spirit. Now, let me say this. You can only fight a spirit with a spirit. That's why, let me say this carefully. If you're in bad shape, you need to go see your doctor. There's nothing wrong. Last week I read about Paul telling Timothy to use some wine for his stomach's sake. Who was here last week? Y'all heard me? Because he was sick at his guts. You ever been sick at your guts? I'm talking about just sick at them. Paul said, sip some fermented juice. It'll help your stomach. I have some at the house right now called kombucha. You can buy it at Walmart. Okay? It's fermented. It stinks, but it helps my stomach. Probiotic. Is that what it's called? More like rotten fruit is basically what it is. You understand what I'm saying? But the fancy word is probiotic. All right, they can sell it to you. It's 0.000 something alcohol. Something that stinks that bad has got to have some kind of something anyway. Bless God. But anyway, are y'all with me? When you get turned inside out, there's one person that can help you, and his name is Jesus. There's one book can help you, and that's it right here.
Amen.
I buried a 63-year-old friend of mine Thursday, and all them folks sitting there squalling their eyes out, I just told them the truth. I said, he's the only one that can help you. It's the power of the Holy Spirit of God that can touch you, because a lot of people in this church have been through tragedy. Some of you are still going through it. It was some time ago. In the reality, real world. But see, that's not really where we live. We more alive down in here. That, you understand what I'm saying? I've had people call me and tell me, look, now I've gone through some stuff. Well, Scotty, but I'm going to need some help through this. When you get them phone calls, you can ask my wife. I sat on the side of the bed and I weep. When I first get that news, and I know another phone call is coming. And she'll say, what's wrong, baby? And I'll say, well, so-and-so's, and I'm sick of burying people from tragic events. We're going to all die. Just like Paul Newman said at Ombre, it's just a matter of when. We're going to all die. But those tragic events will do something to your soul, man, that'll make your body sick, and you got to get something in your spirit. You got to get something real. You got to get the Word of God down in there, because that's the only thing that's going to get you through. If these folks in this church tell you that, because some things you ain't going to never get over. There's no point in you even thinking you are going to get. You're not going to get over them completely like you think the Word just get over and kind of move on. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're not. You lost a part of you. The only thing that's going to help you, time does not heal all wounds. The Bible does not say no such myth, okay? That's not in the Bible. That's something we come up with that makes people feel guilty because 10 years later they're still crying. That's just another religious condemnation lie. Okay? Let's go to one more verse of Scripture. It's Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. Get in the Word of God. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. And be a powerful witness for Jesus in these dark days. Remember what I asked Pastor Josh when the monsoon washed our church members' houses away over in India? I said, how many houses get washed away? Oh, yeah, all houses washed away. I said, well, what are we going to do about that? He said, oh, no problem. If my house washed away, we got a problem, Mickey. You understand what I'm talking about?
Big problem.
House washed away? No problem. Why? Whole different context of mindset. Y'all with me? We're going to have to feed our spirit, man. What did I tell you last week? Feed your spirit, control your soul, discipline your body. Feed your spirit, control your soul, discipline your body. But if you need to cry, cry. God has gifted me because I have to be able to control my emotions and shut them completely off, but then I have to turn them back on. Because if I shut them off for a too lengthy period of time, it has a negative effect on my body.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so if you shut it off, Get it out somewhere. I cried a year after I buried my mom. Feed your spirit. Control your soul. You see this verse? This is how you know that God's going to do tomorrow what he did yesterday. And other verses. While the earth remaineth, and you've heard me talk about this verse before, because when I was a kid, I heard preachers preach and teach, and many, especially Mr. Billy and Miss Earlene, if they were here, that before the end of time, we're not going to know winter from summer. And I don't know, but dear God, they had to say it like that. Brandon scared me to death as a kid. I don't know what that was, but before the end of time, we're not going to know one season from another. And I thought, that must be bad the way they're saying that. I didn't care if it said summer all the time. I sailed for one or the other. It made me no difference, but it must be going to be bad. Why? Because of my emotions. But one day I found this verse of Scripture. While the earth remaineth, are the earth still here? If you wake up and it's gone one day, we got a problem, okay? Because it's not. God's going to renovate it and make it over and give it right back to us. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Seed time and harvest is what keeps us alive. Cold and heat is the temperature variation, which also keeps us alive and keeps the planet alive. Summer and winter is our seasons, which also keeps this planet alive. Day and night is our time cycle, every 24 hours. What's it say? Shall not cease. Our Creator wrote this verse. The good news is our Savior also wrote this verse. And so if you have sown some seed in the kingdom of God, if you prayed a prayer 25 years ago, Zacharias, you and Elizabeth have a baby, and it's been 25 years, you just hang around because God will keep His word, because there is seed time and there is harvest and there is cold and there is heat and there is summer and there is winter and there is day and there is night, and it shall not cease. God is a God of His word, and whatever He said, I don't care if it was yesterday, I don't care if it was 500 days ago, God will keep His word, Erica.
Amen.
I'm really glad when I plant a seed, Matthew, I can count on God. It may not be the next day, Martin.
That's right.
Dr. B, it may not be the next month. But He's the one holding the garden.
Right.
What you need, when you need, if you just keep walking by faith, you'll walk up on it. It took Zacharias and Elizabeth so long, he done said, well, I don't know about that. And Gabriel said, I'm the angel that stands in the presence of God. I do know about that. You just shut up till his name is John. Okay, when he gets here, you just tell him what we're going to name him. So if you trust God, God will put what you need where you need it when you need it. It'll be there. He's a God of His word. Are y'all with me? So try them spirits. There's some crazy stuff out there. Say, now, Lord, is this the spirits or is this my emotions? Father, in the name of Jesus, show us the difference between our spirit man and our emotional man. Most importantly, Lord, show us the difference. Brother Mark, would you come to your guitar, please? Show us the difference, God, between truth and spirit and religious emotion. Because religious emotion tricks us into thinking that we're something that we're not, and that's very dangerous and very sad. But truth and spirit changes us into who we need to be into the image. Your divine purpose for us, you said, is to be conformed into the image of my dear Son, Romans chapter number 8. And Lord, you said here while on this earth in 1 John, if we'd have kept reading on down a few verses, you said, as Jesus said, as He is, so are we on this earth. And so let the Spirit of God, while we're here on this earth, the Spirit of the Lord should come forth. And let people see the Spirit of God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you need to come to the altar and pray, come today. Would you stand to your feet, please? If you need to come to the altar and seek the Lord, if you need some help with something that God's working in your life, you need God to do something, come pray today. Pray for our country. Pray for our president and vice president. Pray for our Congress. Pray for all the senators and all the representatives, national and statewide. Pray for our governor. Pray for our local officials. Pray for this country. Pray for our pastors. Pray for our military. Pray for our people in India, Pastor Josh. And seek the Lord and ask Him to fill you with His Spirit. Let Him do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Because you cannot fight that what is killing your body and your mind. You cannot, and it's just dragging you down. It's a spirit. And you can't fight a spirit with nothing but truth and spirit. Your emotions won't do. It'll wear you down. There's nothing left of you. And so, Lord, I pray that You'd just bless this day. Let us find what we need today at the house of God. In Jesus' name.